लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. We are going back to an actress and I'm very happy to have her because I saw a lot of verticals with her in it. And I also love her music. She's on my Good Morning Walk Spotify playlist with my doggos. So she joins every morning my dog walks. And now I'm having her here live in my podcast. And I say hello to JC and welcome.
Hello, Michaela. Thank you for having me.
Good morning to you. Good evening to me.
Yes, good evening to you. I didn't know that you had me on your playlist. That's such a lovely surprise.
Yeah, thanks for bringing me along. I'm having you on my playlist ever since the song. I think it was your first song you dropped on Spotify.
Yeah,
and I have a doggy morning walk playlist. And you are with some others. Robert Palmer Watkins, for example, is also on this playlist with his music. And Ryan Henderson Watson.
Henderson, yes.
Yes. He's also on this playlist. I love that so many vertical actors are also doing music because
It's great.
It's really great music, to be honest. Mm-hmm. So definitely we need a musical vertical.
That's what I've been saying.
With a soundtrack. That would be so great.
I have some friends that are filming. I don't think I'm allowed to say who or what platform, but there is a musical vertical being filmed right now. And I'm so sad not to be a part of it. I'm so sad.
Yeah, but you will see. If it really bangs, there will be more than one musical vertical, I'm sure. You can see lately, when the Spotify verticals dropped, there was only one and it was so successful. And now so many Spotify verticals were online and dropped. And lately the cook verticals are also overwhelming.
Yeah, you're so right. Yeah.
So I'm really hopeful that would be not the one and the last musical vertical, because I know from a lot of audience that we are starving after musical verticals, after comedy verticals, and also after criminal verticals. That would be great.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we are a bit, I don't want to say bored about the classic storylines, you know.
No, but I think you're allowed to be bored. There's just, they keep redoing them.
Yeah, every time, you know, I'm watching verticals since the end of 2023. And sometimes you can even say after 5 episodes how the rest of the story will go on.
Yes.
Because it's so often the same one. So when did you get connected to this vertical world? When did you start?
Technically, verticals were my first ever acting job. So when I decided to start acting and start pursuing it, it was on Actors Access and I applied and I got it. And now I've been doing them ever since.
So and when I've was
done
it?
Some other, that was end of 2023. I think October was my first one. October 2023.
What was your first one?
I don't remember the name, but I essentially had like a day player type of role. Okay. Like I had a couple lines and I was on for like a couple days. Mm-hmm. But my first lead role was My third ever acting job, which was also a vertical, so that all three were verticals, and that was January of 2024.
With whom? Who was the male lead?
So that was Deadly Divas with Ideally Production Company, and it went on. I think at first it. Now it's on Drama Wave, I think. It's been bought and sold a few times. So I
Okay.
don't really know where it is right now. But I know that it, I know it started, I think at like at one point it was on Kalos. But the production company is Ideally Productions.
Okay, I will search for it because
Yeah, it was Deadly Divas Double Deceit. But now I think it's Deadly Divas Seduce My Billionaire Enemy. Yeah.
okay. So
Yeah.
as often the title changes. It's
Yes.
not so
Yeah.
uncommon. But when you did your first vertical, what were your thoughts after filming that? Did you thought, okay, what the heck was that? Or did you thought, okay, kind of speed, but I like this?
Honestly, my thoughts were, okay, so this is how film works because I'm not from this world, and that was my, third ever acting job, my first ever lead, my first ever time being on set for more than 3 days. So in my mind, it was just like, okay, cool. So this is how it works if you want to be an actor. Like, all right, this is acting. Like, this is
Okay.
what set is like, and this is because I have nothing to compare it to, So for me, it was like, I'm like, okay, my first ever acting job, my first ever like real acting job, would learn my lines and like be a lead in a thing and I was just like, this is how it goes.
Did you since then a horizontal also so that you
Yes.
can compare now?
And I do have comparisons. Since then, I've done a few short films, one feature, and I have a lot to compare it to. So verticals by far are just faster. They're
Yeah.
just faster. Like, I remember when I filmed my first feature, we shot 4 pages in a day, and I was so bored.
Relaxed too.
I was so bored. I was like,
I can imagine that.
what am I just doing here? Like, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm like, how are we spending 12 hours on 4 pages? And I think the hard part about that feature was my role was very emotional. I played a girl who gotten kidnapped, and
Okay.
I had to be in this like very emotional place of, I'm kidnapped, and I'm also trying to manipulate my kidnapper at the same time to try to get myself out of this situation. And so I'm playing like, oh, there's a lot of layered emotions in that role. And when you're only shooting 4 pages over 12 hours, like you're forced to kind of stay in this emotion it's hard to stay in there, and it's hard to like get back into it. You need like some 5 to 10 minutes of prep time before you take. So, whereas verticals, it's like, okay, hey, we have like 30 minutes to film the crying scene. And I'm like, great. Let me take my 5, 10 minutes to get into it. We'll do the scene and then I can be done with it. I don't have to cry for the rest of the day. Or like, I don't have to be in that emotion all day long.
So for
Yeah.
you, this pace is better.
I like it better. I also think that I'm a very fast-paced person just in general. So I think I move at this pace like throughout my daily life. So verticals just like make sense for me. But there is too fast. There is such thing as too fast. But yeah, I think I just get bored quickly. I need like the
If you compare 4 pages per day to maybe 15 pages per day, that's only 25%. So, I think that this pace on the vertical, the first verticals I watched were a bit less of quality. I think because of the pace, because a lot of people were not, have not the experience to work good quality in this pace. But the verticals you see now are really better in quality. And
I agree.
I have the feeling that the production companies can produce better in 12 days now that they did in, I think, 1 year ago
For
or stuff
sure.
like that,
For sure. I
because
like
they
to
are
compare
all
it to
more
like,
experienced now.
yeah, I think it's so at first, it was quantity over quality. And now I think that the amount of quantity they've done has upped their quality. There's like this there's this study that was done, and I forget the name of the study, but essentially I put like two groups of people, I think it was like 50 people in each group, in two different rooms, and they asked them both to draw a lion, but they asked group number one, draw the best possible lion, and in 1 hour you're going to give us one lion. And then group number two, they said, draw as many lions as possible within 1 hour. Which group do you think had the better lion drawing?
Yeah, I think they the second group, because the first group was too much overthinking this one lion drawing, I think.
Yeah, it was. It was the second group, and they found that just kind of like practice makes progress, you know, like the more you do something, the better you're going to get at it. And I think that that's what's happening to the vertical space.
So, how many verticals have you done so far now?
Oh gosh, I don't know the answer off the top of my head, to be so honest with you, but I
No,
know that it's
roundabout.
round about 30.
So, how did you get experienced from the first one till now? What has improved?
My understanding of scripts, my understanding of getting into character, I can cry pretty much on command now. It's not exactly on command,
Is
but
that good or bad?
I think it's good because it means that I'm really tapped into my emotions. So like when I have a crying scene, now I only need like a few minutes to prepare. And I can really, it's like right there. You know, before it's like I had to like dig really deep to like, okay, where are the tears? Let's find them, zap it. And I was like, oh, I cried like yesterday, so I can do that again. Like, you know what I mean? I also feel like just more confident. I feel like my acting's gotten a lot better. I feel more comfortable on set. I think just everything overall has gotten better. There is like a plateau though that you kind of reach in the vertical space because, you know, I play mostly the lead and I also play the antagonist. I'm pretty like even with both. I have played more leads than I have played antagonists, but they are pretty close to each other. So with those two roles in my wheelhouse, I feel super comfortable with them and I feel like I can execute those, you know, just as soon as someone wants me to. But it also makes me feel a little stuck because I kind of revert back to those like characteristics in other auditions, which may not be the best thing.
I saw you. I don't know exactly what vertical it was, as a really villain one. I was shocked that you can be so bad. Really?
That's so funny because I get that a lot from people who like
What
they
was the
either
title about it? I forgot it.
did it come out recently?
Yes.
Was it Bad Boys Tutor?
Ah, yes.
Yeah, on Drama Pops.
Yes. Exact.
Yeah,
I'm not so good in the title,
that was
sorry.
my favorite villain that I've done to
I was
date.
so shocked that you can be so cruel. Really?
Yeah, she was so much fun to play. She had like a drug issue. It was fun because it's like so the villain is so out of my wheelhouse, you know.
Is it
And
also
it
out
was
of
so
your
fun.
comfort zone?
You know, surprisingly, it's not out of my comfort zone. I don't know why. You know what I base most of my villains off of? Have you seen Mean Girls?
Yes.
So I channel a lot of Regina George. Have you seen Aquamarine?
No.
You should watch Aquamarine. It's really fun. It's like a coming of
Aquamarine.
age
Okay.
friendship story.
Okay.
And the villain in there, she's iconic. She's like Regina George iconic. She's so great.
Okay.
But whenever I'm like reading these scenes or Meredith from Parent Trap, the mom, the like stepmom. Yeah. Those three women are who I like channel when I play villains. And I often get cast as like when I do play the villain, it's often like the kind of unassuming villain where you wouldn't think she would be the villain, but then she's like really, really evil.
Really bad. Yeah, I was a bit shocked. But to be honest, I really liked it that you're not getting pickholded as always the weak wife or
Oh,
woman who needs
right.
help. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
yeah, yeah. No,
There are
I am.
not many actors who can play both. You can play both, for example, Molly Anderson. I like also in both roles. She's doing also a great villain, but also a great lovey-dovey nice one. And I really like this change of characters of an actor, because when you can play both so well, you did such a great job. And for the audience, it's really well to see you in both type of characters. So that's the reason why I'm asking what's more challenging to do. But
Well, I think I'm speaking for the entire vertical community when I say this. Everyone is very talented and very capable of doing both, but we do kind of get pigeonholed. For the most part, I'm one of the lucky ones that isn't, always cast as the villain or always cast as the lead, but everyone in this industry is extremely talented and extremely capable of playing both, but the clients and the producers, they just decide like you have this look, so you are good or you are bad. And fingers crossed as the space grows, they'll allow us to kind of
Be more
emerge
flexible, yeah. Yeah.
more flexible. But yeah, I think it's for me, to be honest with you, the lead is more challenging for me. And I think it's because the lead always comes with more emotional scenes that are more intense. So it's just more challenging to get there because I'm not one of those people that can just, like my roommate Taylor, she's so talented. She can actually cry on command out of like nothing. She doesn't have to think about sad thoughts. She can just like, you give her 30 seconds, tears are falling. Tears are just,
Really?
she's like, it's like a muscle in your face. You just kind of have to flex it. I'm like, what? What the hell? But I'm not like that. I
What's
haven't
the
found my like
trick? What's
tear
her trick?
muscle.
Did you ask her for her
I
trick?
did. You know what she said? And it's not going to make any sense to you. So I'm so sorry for any vertical actors that are listening to this for hacks.
Yeah,
But
now
she said
give us the BTS ultimate
the
tip for
tea, the
crying.
tea, the t the crying tea tip is apparently, according to Taylor, who can do it on command, and I've seen it with my own eyes, that when you breathe out through your eyes. I haven't figured out how to do it. I haven't figured out how to do it. And she's like tried to teach me too. I'm like standing there. She goes, you just breathe in,
Breathe
breathe out through
out
your
through
eyes,
your eyes.
and you just start crying. And I'm like, Taylor, my eyes don't do that. I wish they did. That
Breathe
would be
out.
great.
Did you
So
Google this? If it's
I
true?
haven't Googled it because I see it right there in front of me, and I'm like, I want that. I want it so bad. But I can't, I'm not there yet with my like, I can't
A
do it
good
with just
friend of
like
mine is a doctor.
my.
I will ask him if it works.
Okay.
Because
I know that like your tear ducts are
he's a
connected.
doctor for ears and nose and stuff like
Oh,
that.
okay.
So
ENT.
he's exactly knowing what's here happening around the eyes.
Yeah.
So
Well, you should ask him. Maybe you have the
I will
answers
ask
for
him.
us.
I will
Ask
check
him to
that for
report
you.
back. Yeah, please, because we
Where's
all want to know.
the button in this area to push that you can cry? I will check that out. No
So
problem.
yeah, to go circle back to your answer, that's why I think the protagonist is usually a bit more of a challenge for me because of those scenes. And the antagonist, she's so far out of my wheelhouse of like who I am as a person that it's fun to play her. 'Cause it's like, oh, I get to do something different. Oh, I get to have a challenge. Like, oh, I get to be really, I would never treat anyone like that in real life. So it's kind of fun to get to step into that. And also, there's not any crazy emotional scenes. It's just full of a lot of like passion and anger. I mean, regardless if that passion is like angry or loving, it's still passion. Like, you know what I mean?
More
So
powerful.
more powerful. So I
A
think the
lot of the
antagonist
leads are lead women are sometimes so weak that they always need a hero. That's kind of ma shit. I want to see
No,
more really powerful leads in
you should watch Deadly Divas then, because it's the first and
it.
second on the call sheet are me and Taylor Dane Howard, my roommate. So it's a female driven script. There's hardly a love story, and it's just two powerful women, and it's a revenge story. It's really good.
I think I saw this one. What was the male one?
His name's Paul Addison and Zane. Oh my God, what's Zane's last name? I'm totally blanking on Zane's last name. Let me look him up. Oh, that's so embarrassing.
If you see a picture, can you show me a picture? I think I saw this one.
Z
Is there
Zane
a
Hayden.
scene where you're hiding in a closet?
Yes. Yeah.
I think then I saw
Do you
this.
want to see a picture of
Yeah, I have to see the male one
Deathly Divas? Okay, let me pull it
because
up.
I'm so bad in names. Sorry. I'm
No, that's
so
okay. I don't know the majority of the verticals I've been in because they keep changing the names and it's hard to keep up with it.
You know, it's like always with the dog. I know so many people around here who have dogs, but I only know the dog's name, not the people's name.
Okay,
Yeah.
this is what that looks like.
I saw this one.
Yeah.
But
But
you're
it came
looking
out,
so different.
I know. It came out beginning of
What
2024. Lots of editing on the poster.
Was it also AI created back
No,
then?
actually, I think they just I don't think it was AI. I honestly think that they just edited it like intensely.
Okay.
But this is a really good story, and it's still, to this day, I think is ahead
I
of its
have to
time.
check it back, but I think I saw it, but long time ago. I
Yeah, it
don't know
came
how
out
many
beginning of
verticals
2024.
I've watched till now. I don't know.
For
Wait,
sure.
when I will, I think I'm watching roundabout per month 40.
4-0?
Yes.
Wow, that's a lot.
You know, since I started watching verticals, I didn't use my TV anymore. It's
You
so
know, I
ridiculous.
think that that's they're starting to just take over, honestly. I mean,
Yeah,
have
you
you
know,
seen all of
it's
the
so
reports?
easy. It's so easy to watch. Your
Yeah.
smartphone is always right by your side, and I don't have a TV in my kitchen. So it's totally easy to watch a vertical while I'm baking because you can
Yeah.
put your smartphone everywhere to watch. You
Yeah,
know?
you're so
And
right.
you know, the thing is, I was so stupid when I started watching verticals. I trapped in a ad in a Facebook ad for a vertical. And then I thought my first membership was a weekly membership of RealShort, and I was so dumb and thought, okay, I watched the shows there, and when I'm watched, it's done. I didn't get that they are always releasing new shows, so I had to keep on watching. And at the moment, so many new shows drop every week, I cannot watch so many shows.
Yeah.
So it depends on what kind of mood I am, or a lot of actor and actresses or also directors told me when we were recording this episode, oh, I just wrapped the show. You have to watch it when I come out. I will send you the info when it dropped. And so now at the moment, I'm watching a lot of shows with actors I spoke to. And I'm doing for this podcast also with the big review ladies a monthly recap about the new dropped shows. So I have to watch some new shows every month that I can talk
Yeah.
to them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Do you
so.
have a favorite app, like one that you're subscribed to, that you're like every time something comes out on that app, you're like, I'll have to
Candy
watch that.
Jar, definitely
Candy
Candy
Jar.
Jar.
Yeah. Honestly,
Because
I think they're killing it.
every time they are dropping a show, it's kind of a different story. You know, RealShort, for example, we spoke about that in our last monthly recap. RealShort dropped lately in August and September so many shows, but really 90 or 80% were really crap. The stories were crap. There was so massive abusive in it or violation. And Candy Jar, for example, it's always kind of new and fresh stories. Also Viglu. And the big difference for me here in Germany, for example, a yearly membership on RealShort costs me 240 euros. So that's 20 euros per month. A
Wow.
yearly membership on Candy Jar costs me 70 euros.
That's so much better.
And when I started watching on Candy Jar, There were not so many shows on it, and I think they dropped four per month or stuff like that. Now they're dropping more, but not so many as, for example, Drama Box or Reshort are dropping. But the quality is really good. Also, the app I really admire is Drama Pops, because the verticals produced in Turkey are always so great in quality. I haven't seen any vertical which was produced at Turkey in a bad quality.
Agreed. And they're not only producing in Turkey, they also produce in
Lithuania.
Lithuania.
So I'm not sure
You
if
know
it's
what?
the
I
Europe
agree.
feeling. I don't know if it's the Europe feeling.
I think it is the Europe feeling, and I agree with your choices. Those are also my choices. I haven't worked with Candy Jar yet, although I've auditioned for them like, oh my God, like 10 times at least. Like I just had a call back with them last week.
So
Like
fingers
I'm
crossed.
constantly, yeah, fingers crossed. I'm constantly auditioning for them. I love the casting director. They have an in-house casting director. She's great. Everyone's so communicative. Everyone
Candy
who I know
Jar is
has
based
worked
in
with.
Germany, you know?
Yes. And it's like, oh my gosh, it makes so much sense. That they're so great. And I totally agree with you about the quality. And my time with Viglu as well was so incredible. Like I don't have enough nice things to say about Viglu. Like April, the client who was on set with us, was like one of the best clients on set that I've had to date. She was incredible. So
Yeah, a lot of the Wiglo shoes, you know, I have the feeling that, for example, Wiglo sometimes takes the risk for a new totally type of stories. Look at Campus Rivals, for example, which was
yeah.
produced from at a Santa Cruz and stuff. Or look at, I really liked Robert Palmer Watkins had a show there, Love, Lies, and Alibis. It was kind of criminal on Wiglo. It was one of the first shows there. Or, Under the Hood with Cameron Cardiff, totally new storyline. And I really admire that when apps are taking kind of risk for a totally new storyline, but I never get disappointed. The shows they are dropping are so good, really so good. And for me, it doesn't matter that they are maybe dropping, I don't know, let's say a number. 15, 20 shows per month only, while Reshort is dropping, I don't know, 30 shows or stuff like that. That doesn't matter for me because I can be sure that the quality of the shows there are so good. For example, The Matrimony you did with Jackson Tiller and John Henry Richardson on Viglo. I didn't even watch it from on the first day. I watched it a bit later, and I was totally sure that it would be great because the trailer I saw catched me directly from the beginning. And I love that cast really much. And I loved it when the trailer shows that the sound quality is good. That you know, there are so many points. Oh, this over voice thing is
Voiceover.
voiceover is so bad in some verticals and crushed it. And for example, we spoke in our monthly recap, we always speak about the crap vertical of the month. So everyone tells what's the crap vertical of the month. Or also we speak about what's the app of the month, and Candy Jar hit this title 3 months in a row.
I couldn't agree more.
Because what I also like on Candy Jar is that they are nearly the only app who produced part one, part two, part three. They are producing more for a show. And not only one thing with a big shitty cliffhanger at the end. So there were so many shows with more than one part, and I really appreciate it.
I
So
agree.
I'm big fan of Wiglu, Candy Jar, and Drama Pops.
That's so great. I'm so happy to hear that because those are like also my favorites.
And yeah, for me it's kind of sometimes they get too much underestimated because they produce really good quality. Reshort and Drama Box were a bit less in quality lately. And to be honest, I hate these interactive shows on Reshort and Drama Box.
Yeah, I haven't seen any, but I've never filmed one, but I can't imagine it being like I'm imagining if I were filming one of those interactive ones, it would be so awkward, you know, to like to be interacting with the camera versus a human.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've only ever acted alongside a human, and it would be really interesting. I mean, it would be a fun challenge, I suppose, but there would definitely be like an awkward hump that I'd have to get over. I don't know. Maybe I'm speaking on it without, you know, having done it, but
Yeah,
I
you
haven't actually
know,
talked to anyone that's done one.
for me, for example, it was really hard to believe that Jackson Taylor was so long begging for doing a real short show, and the first real short show he got there was an interactive one. And it was
I
so
didn't know
crap.
that.
It was so crap, really.
Oh.
He was so less presented. He's such a great actor. But he
Yeah.
was so less presented in the show. And you know the bullshit, sorry for saying that, but the bullshit is, and I'm doing also fans episodes for this podcast, and I speak a lot with the fans about it. The bullshit thing is, you have a yearly or a monthly or a weekly subscription for the app, but you have to pay for the interactive decisions.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So you even if you purchased a membership, you cannot watch both decisions in this interactive verticals for free.
Wow.
For one decision, you always have to buy coins and to pay. And that's
Wow.
really stupid. That's really stupid.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's
So
so
the
interesting.
interactive ones, if you are not willing to purchase coins, because the next stupid thing on interactive one is every episode, the decision who ha you have to purchase coins, the coins are getting more and more. So at the end, if you want to choose always the way which costs coins, at the end, one show, for example, for me would cost round about 50 euros.
50.
Yes, to watch, even if I had a membership. So that's so stupid.
So
No
you're
one
paying
likes
50
the
euros
interactive
on
ones.
top of your
Yes.
membership?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, that's so silly. That's
I'm
so
shocked right
silly.
now.
Yeah, that's,
What?
there are a
Oh my
way.
God.
You can
I
choose, you have
literally,
to,
I,
oh,
what?
yeah, you have always two decisions. But the decision for free is sometimes so stupid, really stupid. And it doesn't fit with the story ongoing. So if you wanna do always the better way for the story, you have to pay with
Oh my
coins.
God, that pisses me off. That feels like such a money grab.
It is. It is
Oh
totally.
my God, that's so shitty. I'm so sorry.
That's why I don't understand. Reelshot dropped lately a lot of interactive ones in August and September with
Well, yeah, they're
really great
probably
cast.
money. Wow, that's
For example,
crazy.
the only interactive one I was willing to purchase coins was the one with Declan Poolboy, who dropped lately, because that was a really great show, although in both ways. But
Okay,
sometimes in the
Declan's
inter
great. He's so great.
yeah, I spoke with him, it was so lovely. But that was the only interactive shows where both ways was really, well, really nice.
Wow,
But I
okay.
felt so sad for Jackson Taylor. His first show on Reelshot was an interactive one. And no one is
Wow.
willing, and not many audiences are willing to pay for this, you know? So
Oh, yeah.
the view numbers are every time less for interactive ones because the audience is so annoyed with this interactive shit. Sorry to say that.
Wow. Well, that's good to know. I mean, I haven't auditioned for any. I haven't been hit up about any. I honestly haven't even seen any of them. So I
They
don't
are
know that
only on,
I'm
I think
learning so much
Drama
right now.
Pops dropped a few, but mostly are interactive ones on Reelshort.
Wow. I'm learning so much right now. This is like such good like
Yeah,
industry knowledge.
it's the other side of the cake, you
Yeah.
know? Yeah, and
Yeah.
that's for example the thing why I'm doing in this podcast episodes with everyone. I recorded an episode, for example, with an intimacy coordinator. I recorded last week an episode. It was so interesting with a script supervisor. I recorded a few episodes
And you're
with
on Apple
directors.
Podcasts?
Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon
I'm gonna follow
Music.
it right now.
Let's talk about verticals. You find it. And if you're following the Instagram profile, you can see I'm dropping every week two episodes, always on Wednesday and Saturday.
Oh, this is so cute. I really love your art. That's so cute.
Yeah,
That's
I'm a study business
adorable.
informatics, you know. So,
So cute.
and
Wow.
for example, a lot of the script supervisor episode is not dropped yet, but I spoke also to a lot of directors, Danny Farber, Matt Macedo,
Yeah.
also to Roberta Sparta. So for me, it's totally interesting to get this whole picture of the verticals, you know? And the thing
Yeah.
is, we as a fan or as the audience, we are paying for this and keep that industry kind of running. But lately, there were so many ridiculous decisions. And when you are watching verticals since the beginning, since 2023, after 1 year, the stories are always the same one. So
Yeah.
we need so badly new stories. And that's the reason
Yeah.
why a lot of audience admire Candy Jar, Wiglew and Drama Pops, because
Because
they are
they're
always,
branching out.
yes,
Yeah.
absolutely. And there are
This is
so
so
many
great. I'm actually going to text
variety
them and ask
stories.
this. I'm
Yeah,
going to let them know. Yeah.
you have to get in a Candy Jar show, because a Candy
I know,
Jar show
fingers
never,
crossed.
yeah, because a Candy Jar show never disappoints. Even Drama Pops. I really love Drama Pops. What would be a dream role you were applying for? Or character
In
or
the
stuff
vertical
like that?
space or
Yes.
outside of the vertical space?
No,
In
you
the
can
vertical
tell
space.
me both.
Okay. Overall, dream role, vertical space, horizontal, everything.
Yeah,
Overall,
yeah.
I want to sing on camera. Put me in a musical. I have like, you know, at this point, I'm just gonna have to write my own, to be honest. And I have started, so
That's
you know,
good. That's
hopefully, you know,
good.
I heard. Maybe I can like partner with one of our like vertical producer friends to like make it come to life. But I would love to do some kind of like young adult coming of age story about like someone who's coming out of their voice and like, you know, kind of how I fell into music would be a lovely story to like share with the world in whatever format, vertical format, in a feature, a short film, you know,
Maybe it can be
whatever.
shot in both. So what?
Maybe it could be shot in both. Yeah, that's like the big goal. And I would write music for the show. Like I would write music in the character's perspective for the
Huh.
show that could come out alongside of the show. So, and it would be, you wouldn't have to listen to, you know, the cheesy vertical music. You could listen to like
That's good.
actual music.
Okay, I see. We need the money for
So
it.
yeah.
Okay.
And you know, I could easily write like,
I can advise you a director who would totally hop in.
oh, really? Who?
Dan Lovenstein from the UK.
Dan Lovenstein. I've
Yes.
never heard of this person.
Really? He shots a
Yeah.
lot of verticals. You
Let
have to
me
listen to
see.
the podcast episode I dropped with him, because there he
Okay.
tells that he wants to so badly a vertical musical. And
Okay. I just followed him on Instagram, so we're
yeah.
gonna.
Because his wife is also a casting director,
Okay.
and they are, I don't know when they are dropping a new platform in the UK that they can
Okay,
publish
great.
more independent content. And he is deeply in a musical vertical
Oh, amazing.
with a soundtrack on it. So you have, yeah, that's
Oh my
just
gosh.
a tip from me.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Well, I'm so glad that we talked so that I
Yeah.
can reach out to
No,
him.
you
That's
have to listen
great.
to this podcast episode with him. It was so great.
Okay.
And he
Okay, I
shot a
will.
lot of verticals also in LA. And lately he was in Italy filming. And he
Wow.
also shot in Vancouver a few. Yeah, he's deeply in the vertical stuff. Yeah,
Wow.
yeah, yeah.
Okay, so fun.
And he
Good to
said the
know.
next one he wants to do is a musical vertical with a soundtrack for it. So
I'm your girl.
We need, you
Honestly, it would
know,
be a beautiful world
who
to.
also wants a musical vertical is Micah Vaccaro.
Oh my God, yeah, I was just talking to him about this like a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Michael's great. I love Michael.
When I
I think
recorded with
the
him,
whole
he
collab
sang
would
for
be.
me.
Oh, he's singing for you.
Yes. And
That's cute.
Danny Farber also dropped his new song singing live in my podcast episode for me. It wasn't even published then. Yeah.
Wow. I just acted in Danny Farber's music video with him, and
I
that
saw
just
it.
came. Yeah. That was so fun.
And this song he dropped when we were recording. It wasn't
That was the
even
song
out.
in your podcast, is Who Cares? Wow, look at you with
And he
exclusive.
sang to me the song Istanbul.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he wants to, every year I'm hosting, I have a 1,000 square feet garden here in my house, and every year I'm hosting, I founded a project called Michaela Sound Garden, and every year I'm hosting a garden concert, a big garden concert here in my garden, and with a stage and big finger food and stuff like that. And Danny Farber wants to join and play next year here in my sound garden. He wants to combine it with some filming in Istanbul, because from Istanbul to here, it's round about a 2-hour flight. And he said,
Yeah.
yep, tell me when it is, I will be there. So I'm not sure if it will work out, but to be honest, I think Danny Farber wasn't joking.
No, he's not joking. There's
Yeah.
one thing about him, it's just, he's not joking.
Yeah,
If
I think about that. And I
he is
already,
available, he'll be there. The
4th of
question is,
July,
does
I
he have
told
the
him
time?
already 4th of July, and he said, okay, he will notice
Oh,
it.
4th of July. That's kind of a big deal over here.
I know, but not in Germany.
That
And not for, I asked Danny Farber if that would be an issue for him, and he said, no, I'm
if he's
not.
already in Europe,
Yeah. He
yeah.
lives nearly here. He's at the moment also in London.
I know.
He cannot live without us, I think so.
Yeah. No, I think he's so funny. He was telling me, he's like, should I move here? And I'm like, Danny.
He can get together with Michael Vaccaro, because Michael Vaccaro told me he wants to move to Italy, to Milano. He get his Italian citizenship and he will move
Michael would
over.
do so well in Milan. I
He
could
would
totally
fit
see him there.
perfectly there.
He would literally fit perfectly. He would be like,
Also from his name, his origin name.
yeah.
Michele Francesco Vaccaro.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
And you know
so
the funny
talented.
part is, I told him, he didn't believe me, but it is. Here in Europe, I'm living in the south of Germany. I have only 1 hour to drive with the car, and I'm in Switzerland. 1 hour, then I'm in Austria. 2 hours, then I'm in France. And 1.5 hour, and I am in Luxembourg. In 4 hours driving with the car, I'm in Milano, in Milan, in Italy. So it's totally easy to get here everywhere. It's
Yeah,
not
that's
so
crazy.
big. It's not
You
so big.
all of those hours that you just described, that's you're all every direction, you're still in California.
Okay.
Like if I
No.
want to drive home, which is the Bay Area, like San Francisco Bay Area for me,
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
5.5 hours. Just to go from Los Angeles to San Francisco, and that's if I'm like driving fast. Maybe I shouldn't say
Five
that.
and a
Let's call
half
it 6 hours.
hours
Yeah,
and
like between like 5 and 6, and if there's traffic, like maybe 6.5, but like yeah, it's a lot. And if you were to drive just 2 hours outside of LA, you're still in LA. You're just in like
oh
the outskirts,
shit.
like where like the mountains are. Like if you wanted to go to the desert, that's like 2 hours. If you want to go, to the ocean, depending on where you are in LA, like for me to get to the beach, it's like 20 minutes. But if you want to go to the ocean and you're in the middle of LA, that's like maybe an hour drive.
What?
So,
In that 1 hour, I'm already in Switzerland.
yeah, that's crazy.
How did you like Europe? Where have you been? In Lithuania and in
Oh my gosh,
Turkey?
I love Europe. So I lived in Copenhagen for 6 months when I was in
Oh, in
college. I
Denmark.
studied abroad there. Yeah.
What
And
did you
when I was
study
there,
there?
environmental science, that's what my
Okay.
degree is.
Okay.
Yeah. So when I lived
Copenhagen.
there, I went to like 10 countries while I was there. So
Have you been in Germany?
I've been to
Where?
Hamburg
Okay. So from Hamburg,
during
it's
Christmas time.
That's good, but in the south, Christmas is nicer.
Yeah,
No, from Hamburg, you have only to fly 1 hour and then you're in the south where I live. Only 1 hour
wow.
flight. You know, that's great stuff. It's so short.
Yeah, I loved Hamburg. I went, so me and my friends in Copenhagen, we rented a car. Or no, when we rented a car, we went to Sweden. We took the bus, Flixbus, from Copenhagen to Hamburg so that we can just celebrate the Christmas markets. And I had like bratwurst, and it was like, oh, maybe you can help me d discover what this was called. Let me explain it to you. Maybe you know this dish. So we were in the Christmas market, and you know, Copenhagen has Christmas markets too. Like everywhere in Europe has Christmas markets,
I
but
know.
everyone has different, you know, the Glögg is different. Like, I don't know, what do you call Glögg in Germany?
Glühwein.
Glühwein. So it's different, but it's all the same mulled wine, you know, like when
Yeah,
you use
it's mulled wine,
mulled
yes,
wine.
but in Germany
Yeah.
it's called Glühwein.
So my favorite Glögg is from Denmark. Glühwein was good in Germany, but it was a little bit stronger and not as sweet. I liked Danish Glögg the
The
most.
thing is, listen, in the north of Germany, there are no vineyards. In the south of Germany, there were vineyards. So in the south, I'm not drinking alcohol, but I have a lot of friends, they told me. It's kind of like the same stuff with the beer.
Ah.
In the south of Germany, I have 2 hours to drive to Munich, and Munich and Bavaria is the beer living country with the Oktoberfest and stuff like that. And it's kind of same with the wine. You have to drink the mulled wine on the Christmas market near a vineyard because they are mostly better than in the
Okay,
north.
good to know. Good to know. Okay, so let me know what this food item is called. I always got like some warm thing when I was at the Christmas markets. So cold. And it was basically like a bratwurst, but it was, they handed it to me in like a kind of a dish type of container with chili. So it was cut up and then it was chili
A
all inside.
currywurst. Currywurst.
Currywurst. And then they stuck the like the hot dog bun like on the side, and then they give you a
Currywurst.
fork.
That's
Oh
a
my God,
currywurst.
it's
That's
like
a
one of the
German
best things I've
legend,
ever had
currywurst. You have to
in
listen
my
to the
life.
episode of John Henry Richardson because he filmed a lot in Germany. And he told me in this episode that since he ever drank beer in Germany, he don't like the American beer anymore. He only likes, and he was kind of surprised that the currywurst is the typical German specialty.
So good. I like think about it sometimes. I dream about it. And honestly, so the best hot dog that I ever had, I mean, I don't think you're allowed to call it hot dogs in Europe, but the best one I ever had was in Copenhagen, surprisingly. And it was like they have these like little green stands, like as you're walking through the streets, and they just load it up. I mean, it's just like a loaded dog. It's like they put like, you know, pickles and like crunchy onions
Onions, yeah.
and like so many sauces, and you have to eat it in like a container.
Mayo, mustard, ketchup.
Oh my God, it's so good. And like I would get one walking home from school like 3 times a week. I mean, they were so good. And so when I went to Germany for the Christmas markets, I was like, oh yay, more hot dogs, like more
No.
bratwurst. No, it was different and it was so good. And I think about it and
You
I
have
always
to
feel bad.
visit Berlin because Berlin is the capital of currywurst.
Ugh, yes, I need
There
to
you
go there.
can get on every street currywurst. Really.
Just like when you're so cold outside and your hands are so cold and you're walking through the Christmas markets and then you have a currywurst and you, oh, it's so good. Can
It
you tell I haven't had
is.
breakfast yet?
Currywurst.
I'm so hungry.
I could tell you right here, you can buy in Germany kind of ketchup who tastes like the currywurst sauce. And I'm preserving my own curry sauce every year.
Wow.
It's kind of specialty making a good curry sauce. So that you have only to put it over your bratwurst.
Yeah,
Did
So
you
good.
can you get a good bratwurst in America? Can they
Yes, but
do
you
it
have to
in
go to
Dubai?
like a meat store. Like, I'm lucky enough I have one like really close to me down the street, but you know, I don't go to like the regular grocery store for that kind of stuff. Go to like a butcher shop, you know, and they have like the better stuff.
So
But I have to
should
get
I
some
send
curry
you
wurst.
some curry sauce over that you
Yes.
can make your own currywurst at home?
Yes. That would be
Yeah, why
incredible. I
not?
would love
Now, why
that.
not?
Yes. Oh my God.
Because
Yes.
currywurst is really John Henry Richardson was so what and I want the best specialty I ever had was a currywurst. And I said, yeah.
Yeah.
You only can get currywurst here in
There
Germany.
are like few foods that I've had in other countries that I truly cannot get here. Like, for example, the huevos rancheros that I have in Mexico. Like, did you just there's never been a huevos rancheros that I've gotten in Los Angeles that has come even close. And same with the bratwurst in Copenhagen and in Germany, there's nothing I've had there that has ever come close.
Yeah, I
And
truly believe
the
that.
glog. I have never had as good of glog as I've had
It's the
in
same with
Copenhagen.
bread. In Germany, we have really great bread.
Oh my gosh. And in Denmark, they have the best they call it it's like that thick bread that's kind of moist with all the seeds in it.
Yeah. It's
Yeah,
called
that
Vollkornbrot.
I
Yeah, we
yeah,
have in
I
Germany also. Yeah.
haven't found that here. Yeah. So
You've
there's just
always
some.
the white bread.
Yeah, we have the white bread.
No, you know, I think, in my opinion, Europe is for food so fantastic. In Italy,
Agreed.
you get so great food. We
Yes.
have in Germany a really good food culture. Especially here in the south, we have some really typical regional food, but really great ones. And in the north, you can get so great fish. Really. When I was a few times in Hamburg, the first thing I ever did in Hamburg was going to the market to a fish where you can
Yeah.
buy fish or going to the fish market. The Hamburger fish market is really famous. There
Wow,
you
okay, I
can
didn't
get
know that.
really fresh fish in the morning directly from the boat. It's so
You know, I will say we do have really, really good fish in California, especially where I'm from in Northern California, the San Francisco Bay Area, specifically Monterey Bay. It's one of the deepest points of the ocean in the world. So when the ocean is really deep off the shore, you get this thing called upwelling, where all of the nutrients pushes against like the wall essentially, and it upwells all these nutrients and it allows for this biodiversity to happen in the bay. And we get like, it's known to be one of the best places in the world for seafood, shellfish, for fishing in general. And I've had some of the best seafood I've ever had there.
Yeah, you have to eat
Eat
fish and
local.
seafood. Yes, absolutely. Because
Yeah.
here in the south, you can get good fish, but it doesn't taste the same like you were in Hamburg or stuff like that. It
Yeah.
doesn't taste
The
the same.
best fish I had in Europe was in Norway.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Was it salmon?
No, actually, yeah, I did have salmon. I had honestly, I don't even know what I had. I had fish every day because that's just what they have there. I was in starts with a B. Bergen,
In
Norway.
Bergen, yeah,
Yep.
Spitzbergen.
Yeah. They also have really good beer there. Really good beer. It was surprisingly good for it being like, you know, a fishing town.
So maybe you have to come back to Europe or make a food trip.
Yeah. I'm supposed to go back next year to visit all of my study abroad friends. We've been planning this trip to go back to
Christmas time.
Copenhagen together. I don't know what time of year, but w the group chat has been like popping off lately. And this was all the way back in 2019 is when I studied abroad there. And now we're finally like, okay, reunion, reunion, let's go. Everyone
Yeah.
meet in Copenhagen. And
In
it's
2 weeks, the Christmas market started here in
I
Germany.
know. We don't have that here. They tried to do something last year in Los Angeles, and it was like
It's
a
not.
sad
Come
excuse for
on.
Christmas.
Come on.
They
It's
make
too
you pay like
hot in
$20.
LA. You need for
Yeah.
Christmas market the freezing, frosty, cold weather.
Yeah. You know what it is? It's like the tight corridors, and you're just trying to walk home. You know, you're just c coming
No.
home from work or from school, and then you run into a Christmas market, and it's the best thing ever. In Los Angeles, they're like, you have to pay for parking, and then you have to pay to enter the Christmas market, and they're trying to like emulate
You have to
Europe, but
pay
then they're
to
trying to
enter the
like,
Christmas
yes.
markets.
And it's like the point of the Christmas market is to like eat food and buy things. So you're paying on top of that to go. And it's like, no, this is a sad excuse. I'm not partaking. I
No,
disagree.
if you ever were on a real Christmas market, you have to go back to a real Christmas market for sure. Absolutely for sure. It's the same thing, you know. I'm doing a lot of Christmas bakery at the moment, every day, the whole November, because here in Germany it's really traditional with this whole Christmas baking stuff. I saw you last year with your roommate tasting the gingerbread, the German ones. And it's kind of also the same one with the Oktoberfest. I know in the US there are also a lot of trying to do an Oktoberfest, but the real Oktoberfest is only in Munich and Bavaria. You cannot copy that. So it's the same thing as you said. You have to pay to entrance the Christmas market. How stupid. It's the same like you have to pay for an interactive vertical, even if you have a membership.
Yeah, to tie it back to verticals.
No, you know what I mean? That's also stupid.
Yeah.
So,
That's crazy. I actually didn't know that. Like, I'm learning so much about the interactive stuff on this call. Like, that's crazy to me that you're paying for a monthly subscription that's already $20 a month, and then you're paying $50 on top of that
And you
just
have to
to work.
think about how many apps are lately on the market. You have to
Yeah.
pay 20 per month for one app.
You know what this is reminding me of? When TV first came out and you had to like pay extra for certain channels, you know? And then
Exactly.
eventually they started combining. Like, I don't know if that's gonna happen in the vertical space. And if it does, I don't know if it's gonna happen anytime soon, but I can imagine them starting to like, hey, let's bundle. Do you wanna do a bundle? Like, you get like, you know,
Hopefully,
Realtor
because
Catalog.
lately they are dropping with every new show a new platform. Flare Flow, iDrama, and whatever it's called at the
I heard good
moment.
things about Flare Flow. I haven't worked with them yet, but I heard really good
I
things about
watched a few on Flare Flow. It was really good. But you know,
them.
Flare Flow popped new up, then iDrama popped new up. Then is there Drama Wave, Drama Pops, NetWeaver. I have at the moment 49 apps on my smartphone.
49?
Yeah, and I know a
Crazy.
lot of people with more than 49.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so
How do you
imagine
keep up
if
with
you
that?
want to watch a show on an app, either you have to get a membership or coins. So you have to pay for every app. You can go
So, are you
bankrupt.
not watching regular TV anymore?
No, not at the moment.
Wow. What
Not
about
the
YouTube? Do you ever watch YouTube?
You know, the thing is, for me, it's, as I said, totally f easier to watch at the moment with my smartphone because I'm watching verticals a lot while I'm doing other stuff, you know? So.
What about like if a show comes out on like Netflix or Apple TV, like, are you watching those or are you not interested?
I can watch Apple TV on my iPhone. That's not a problem. You know, I don't have a Netflix abo because normally we have here a TV abo that's called Sky. And normally I watched a lot on Sky or Amazon Video. But then when the vertical dropped, you know, the thing is, when I'm starting watching a vertical, I normally watch it straight to the till the end. I'm not that type of watcher. Watching 5, 6 episodes, break, rewatch them. No, I want to see a show moving on with nearly maybe one break maximum. But so, for example, watching a show costs me around about 1 hour time. So And sometimes I'm watching two verticals per day, but on the other side, I have two dogs. I have to go for a walk with them. I'm a lecturer at the university. I have to work also. So, it's not that I'm having so many time left to watch straight a lot of verticals. I don't have to. But now in the winter, it's getting dark early and you're not so doing so many things outside. I'm watching more verticals mostly in winter because in summer I'm a lot of outside in my garden, stuff like that. So I know I will watch, I think, more verticals in the next weeks, but it's roundabout, For me, I prefer more watching verticals at the moment than TV because it's for me more entertaining at the moment and more easy to sit on the couch or even laying in bed and watch it there because you can watch it everywhere. That's a really big advantage of that. So
Wow. It's honestly, it's so good to hear your side of things and as someone who watches them, because I don't watch them. I don't have time. I'm busy filming them. I'm busy auditioning and
And to be honest, do you want to watch it? It's like
Well, I think
taking
it's weird
work
to
with
watch.
home.
Yeah, it's weird to watch me. I hardly watch my verticals, and it's also weird to watch my friends. It's like, well, I know this person, so this is like strange for me. So I think like I'm too in it
Does your
to like.
family watch your verticals?
My mom watches some of them. She wants to, and my family wants to. They always ask me like, "Can we watch? Can we watch? Can we watch?" But I feel weird. I'm like, guys, don't watch that. But I told my mom, I was like, "You can watch Bad Boys Tutor because that was really good," and
I'm a really
and
big villain in it, so
yeah. So I was like, you can watch
cannot
that. But
disappointed.
still, like, she watched Matrimony, and I
I
just told
really
her, I was like,
loved that
okay.
one.
You, I
I
was like, you
loved.
have to skip this episode, skip this episode, and skip this
Why?
episode. Because I don't want her watching my intimacy scenes. That's my mom.
Okay, that's fair. Okay, that's fair.
But did she skip it? I don't know. I hope so. I don't know.
Maybe she showed her friends. Look, that's
No,
my
oh my
daughter.
God, no.
You know it?
But no, my parents are really proud of me, and they're really happy for me, and they're always calling me and saying, I'm so proud of you. You're, traveling the world for work and doing something creative, and so they want to support as much they can, and they're always like paying for the shows, and I'm like, guys, don't pay for the shows. Like, let me pay for it, or let me ask them, let me ask the producers if we can get you some kind of code or something. Because I feel bad. They're like, but no, we want to support you. Like, they're always like streaming my music and playing
That's
my shows and
sweet.
showing their friends. I mean, they're very, very proud of me, which is it's really great.
Have you ever filmed in China also?
I've done three shows in China. I've flown there twice. I've had two trips to China, three shows.
What was different filming in China than filming in the
Everything.
US?
Everything.
Why?
You think we work hard and fast out here? They work even harder and even faster out there. I mean, it just the culture is different. It's just different. They have different values and different,
They
ways
are
of going
always
about
so
things. Like
polite.
for us here, it's like if we go overtime in LA, we have to ask everyone, hey, we're gonna go overtime. Is that okay with you? Like, we're gonna go probably maybe an hour, maybe 2 hours overtime. Like, we need to get this shot. But in China, overtime is like, it's like expected that if there's overtime needed, we're going overtime. Like, there's no,
Not open
it's
for
like,
discussion.
it's not open for discussion. One day I worked 18 hours total. It was the hardest day I've ever had on set. I had a 4 hour turnaround that previous night. So I slept 3 hours
Oh,
and I
shit.
had 1 hour to shower, learn my lines, and eat something, 3 hours of sleep. And then I worked 18 hours straight. And I will never, ever do that again. Like, I'm going to put my foot down and say no next time because my body couldn't handle it. I got sick. I was like emotionally and mentally so exhausted. I was like at the breaking point all the time. I have so much respect for the culture because they just work so hard. And but it's like at what cost? You know, and I think when you're brought up in that culture, maybe it's normal for you, but for me and for my body, I was like, I can't handle this. And not every production out there is like that, because my second one that I filmed out there with mini shorts was incredible. It was like we never went overtime, you know. We didn't, it was like an LA production. It was like normal amount of pages per day, was no overtime. It was, you know, good pace to work at. But the other two productions I did out there were just not something I was used to. And the crew, I have so much respect for the crew. I mean, they are like going through it and it's just a no normal day to them. I'm like, wow, these people are built different. Like, I can't handle it and they can. And I have so much respect for them.
Yeah, I think it's always to check out the cultural aspects also, because for example, Turkey has total other cultural aspects as
It's like the opposite. They don't go overtime. There was one day in Turkey on my first set where when we called wrap, we're shooting at that location the next day as well. So would they called wrap like exactly on the dot, like, okay, done, 12 hours is happened, we're good. And everyone just
29 and done.
physically like drops their equipment and walks out. Like there is no, there's not even a, we're not going overtime. And like there was one time where I did go overtime in Turkey. And again, it was the same thing where it's like, hey, they had to ask every individual person, are you cool with going overtime? We're gonna do an hour. Let's do, you know, a 15-minute or a 30-minute lunch break before we go overtime. They got us extra food. We had like a break. They asked everyone. It was like, yeah, I have a lot of respect for Drama Pops and their team. And then in my next one that I just did, the Bad Boys Tutor, I don't think we went overtime. Like, I'm trying to remember. If we
They're
did, it was
well
nothing.
organized there. They're
They're
really well
so
organized.
organized. And yeah, it's just different cultures and different things. And same with Lithuania. Oh my God, they're so chill. It's the like the chillest crew ever. It's just like everyone knows their shit. Everyone's on top of it. They don't want to go overtime. They really value their breaks.
But
Yeah, it's
but
just
you
different
can
culture.
see it can work without overtime and with a great quality. Although they are shooting also only 10 days or stuff like that.
Yeah, it's the same shooting time. I honestly
Yeah, it's
think
possible. It's
it's
really
so
possible.
possible
It
because I've
depends on
seen
how
it.
good you're organized.
Yeah, it depends on like everyone needs to communicate. Like the director and the DP have to be like literally on the same exact page, and the actors have to come prepared. Like, you know your lines, because if you don't know your lines, you are maybe gonna go overtime if they have to do a billion takes because you don't know your lines. So as long as every person does their job and does it well and efficiently, the show's going to come out great.
Yeah, and I think you can see that in the show directly.
Oh, for sure.
Sometimes as the audience, you can directly see who took this role or stuff like that only for the money, for a job, or who could identify with the whole thing on set. You can see it. You can see
Oh,
it.
yeah. And we as actors can feel it. And I'm not going to name anyone specifically, and I speak for the whole community when I say this, that when you show up on set, especially as like, you know, as the lead or the, you know, main antagonist, like a character, when you show up on set and we're not filming yet, and you know, we're all in hair and makeup, getting ready, running lines, all that stuff, and then there's that one person that is just complaining and it's like, oh, verticals, like, no, I'm a real actor. I'm just doing this, you know, for the money or for, you know, oh, I just needed to do. It's like, okay, get out of here. Like, no one wants you here.
And he
It's like that
and this
attitude brings
person,
everyone else down.
exactly, this attitude and this atmosphere on set is toxic then.
Yeah. And it's like, well, if you're better than us, then leave. If you don't want to be here so bad, then bye. Like, I don't need that energy. Like, I love what I do, and I'm like putting time, effort, and energy to get into character. Like I'm learning my lines before I show up to set. I'm like, you know, I started making playlists ever since Tess Dinnerston. I worked with her in Turkey, on Bad Boys Tutor. She was telling me, she's like, oh yeah, I make a playlist for like all my characters. And then immediately after that, I started making playlists for all my characters
Does
because
it
of her.
work?
And it worked so well. And honestly, it's just fun. As like a music person, I was like, why have I not been doing this? Like, it's just fun to just like line up different songs for different points in the script. But like, it just shows you like some people, like my roommate, for example, she writes down all of her lines word by word in a notebook for set every day before set. She the night before, she writes down her lines physically so that she can really be off book and have the lines in her so that she can actually focus on the acting.
Yeah, if it
And I
works, that's
mean,
fine.
it's like the dedication, you know what I mean? And some people really want to be there and are putting their effort and their all into being there. And some people show up to set and they're like, oh yeah, like I don't know my lines and da-da-da. It's like, okay, why are you here? Like we're all
But
taking our
that's
job
not
seriously.
only not only in the actors branch, it's in every company. You
Yeah,
find
it's in every company.
such
And
a type
sometimes
of
it's in
person.
crew too. Sometimes
For
you hear it from
example, when
people.
I'm doing lecturing at the university, in every course there's this one student who does exactly the same one. Comes late, is is it that shit? Okay. And he or she puts such a bad mood all over the course.
Yep, agreed.
I hate these people.
Yeah, it's not fun for anyone, especially
But
people that like worked really
you know
hard to
what
get.
I think what their problems are? They are so uncomfortable with their own life that they have to produce it to all the others.
Project, yeah. Yeah.
Projected, yeah.
Yeah, I
Yeah, I
agree.
think that's the
Or they're
reason.
lost. You know, I feel bad. It's like they actually don't know whether or not they like acting or not. Like they're lost.
Exactly, yeah.
They haven't found the thing that inspires them yet. And we've all
If you
been there.
really love what you do and you're burning for it, I think you put your heart and soul into that. And you see exactly which type of role were acted with heart and soul in it
Yeah,
and which one
agreed.
was
Yeah,
acted
it
for.
translates on
Yeah,
camera.
I had a less of booking. Yeah, I do that because I don't want to get bored without any booking, or I need that type of character for my resume or stuff like that. You see that
Yeah.
totally.
And you know, the truth is that even someone who is extremely passionate and is burning for this is still going to have those days where they need to take something for money or they need to take something
Yeah,
that they
absolutely.
do need that character in their book, but there's still a difference. You know, there's still like, there's been jobs even I've done, like commercial work, where it's like, I don't really love this product, but I do want to still be here. Like, I still want to show up and do my job. And even if it's not my favorite job I've ever done, I'm still going to show up and put in the
Yeah, and
work.
you'll be professional and do this.
Yeah. Because we
Because
all
the
have parts of
product
our
and
job
the
we don't
company
love.
cannot do anything that you are not like that.
Yeah.
So,
Everyone has parts of their job they don't love. Everyone. And
absolutely.
you just have to still show
You
up.
have good days and you have bad days. And I think you only have to be professional on the bad days and try to make the best out of it.
Yeah, agreed.
And a lot of people don't do that, and you see it
Yeah.
so. You see it so directly. Yeah, kind of shitty. At the end of every episode, I'm asking a five question quickie.
Okay.
Okay, first question,
Ready?
I did get the answer because what's your favorite dish beside the currywurst?
Butternut squash ravioli, or it's a tie between butternut squash ravioli and yellowtail sashimi in like a ponzu or like a
Yellowtail
yuzu sauce.
sashimi?
Yeah, yellowtail sashimi in like a ponzu or a yuzu sauce.
Oh, ha. I never tried that.
You haven't? You need to go. It's like raw fish without rice, and it's in like a yuzu sauce, and usually it's also with like a serrano pepper or a jalapeno or maybe some cilantro or maybe some other green thing. Why is it the center stage? Don't do that.
No, I
Yeah.
haven't. You know, you can get some Asian restaurants here, but we are not so deeply into Asian food here in Germany, I think.
Fair. That's
We are
one
more
thing
it.
LA is really good at. We
You
are
know,
good
we
at.
are more in Italian. We have a lot of Italian restaurants and Turkish. Kebab, lahmacun, dürüm, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Have really great Turkish food here. Yeah.
Good.
But I have to try that. I have to even think about it if I can get it here.
Honestly, go somewhere where sushi and raw fish is like good and then
Then I
order
have to
it.
go to Hamburg.
Yep, you have to go to Hamburg.
Yeah, I have to try it there. I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I was a few times invited to TV shows in Germany to cook for star chefs.
Wow.
And one of them is from Hamburg and has in Hamburg a sushi restaurant because he was in the US and that get there at the world famous sushi master, his sushi diploma, maybe at his restaurant. I can get this one. I will find that out. I will check that. What's your favorite film at the moment, or what's your all-time classic film you can rewatch a thousand times?
Splash. Yeah, it's called Splash. It's with Tom Hanks. It's 1980.
Oh, Tom Hanks is such a great
And
actor.
it's a love story. It's about a mermaid and a man who fall in love. And it's also a Disney movie, but it's
Really?
not Disney.
And it's Tom
Like it's
Hanks? I
pro
didn't know that Tom
yeah,
Hanks did such.
it's
I know
produced
a
by
lot
Disney.
of films from Tom Hanks, but this one, I didn't know it.
Yeah, Splash. My
I
favorite.
will check that. Okay, and when you are not listening to your own music, what kind of music you like?
Oh my gosh, so many things. I would say mostly I listen to soul. I listen to everything, to be honest. I really do. I don't listen to screamo and I don't listen to a ton of country, but other than that, I listen to pretty much everything. But I love like 60s, 70s soul. I listen to a lot of like indie pop, indie rock. I love pop music, like, stuff that you hear on the radio today. I love oldies, like big band swing 20s. I love
Oh
like,
yes, that's great.
yeah, I love like Rat Pack, like 50s, that kind of stuff. But
Asking for
yeah.
your mo music. Okay, your last song isn't dropped lately, but what's in the books for your next musician plans? An album?
Keep your ears open because I have something exciting coming next year.
An album?
Not an album, but an EP. So it's like a small
Oh,
album.
that's
Yeah. But I'm hoping to release my next single like early next year. I don't think releasing music during the holidays is like the best thing because a
no,
lot of people
it's
are listening
not.
to Christmas music and I'm not against it. I'm not against it. And I'm fingers crossed I'm doing a collab with some friends.
Yeah.
That
But
I don't
new
want to
year, new
do too much.
music. Hello.
But yeah, I was in the studio 10 hours yesterday. I've been in the studio all week. Whenever I'm not on set, I'm making music. I'm writing at the piano, like I'm making music all the time and I have stuff coming,
That's
but I
good.
really want to release, like I don't want to release something just for the sake of like, oh, it's
That
been a
it's
while, I should put a
released.
song out.
Yeah, I understand
Like,
that.
I want to release something when I know that I feel really good about it and I want it to be like a high quality release. I don't want to just release because, oh my God, I haven't released in 3 months. Like, I have to release
Yeah,
that,
there it is.
So,
Quality over quantity.
yeah. But just know that big things are coming and next
That's
year is going
good.
to be a really big year for music for me.
Maybe also a music vertical. Maybe 2026 is a music year for you. Who knows? Who
I hope
knows?
so.
And when I would start watching verticals right now, and I would ask you, Jesse, tell me. Which verticals of your I should definitely watch? What would you
Deadly
advise?
Divas, for sure, hands down, so good. Matrimony is the best comedy that I've done. Like that, it's so good. And Matrimony is also very grounded. So I would
Yeah.
say Deadly Divas, Matrimony. And then Bad Boys Tutor, it just came out and it's my best villain. Like she's my favorite. Maybe it's not my best villain in other people's eyes, but she's my favorite villain.
No, I like that. For you,
Yeah.
I agree.
So if you
It's your
want to
best
see
villain.
see JC as a lead with like a female, strong female character. That's Deadly Divas. Matrimony, your classic feel good
The
love story. Comedy.
classic vertical story.
But it's also not classic because there's no billionaires. There's no,
Yeah.
it's grounded in reality. You know, she's a dog walker and he's the son of someone rich. So he's like a nepo baby. So
Yeah,
it's
I
still
love
grounded
John
in
Henry
reality.
Richardson with the
Oh my God.
dog.
He's the best. He's
Gucci, what
love.
was his name? Gucci, wasn't it?
Goofy.
Gucci. Yeah. You know, as a dog mom myself, I love dogs and verticals.
It also is just that whole show is just making fun of LA people, and it's great. Like, we have a lot of like Beverly Hills jokes, and like, you know, there's like some LA things, like the dog's name is Gucci, you know, and he's like a rich dude, but like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just making fun of
A
like,
spoiled rich dog.
yeah,
Yeah.
and he's a spoiled rich kid. He's a nepo baby. So it's very much grounded in reality. I mean, at least Los Angeles reality. There's a lot of spoiled rich nepo babies out here. So.
No, mine are not so. They are a little bit spoiled, but no. I don't
Yeah.
have even sweaters for my dogs. So who knows that? So,
Amazing.
last question. What genre you want to see more besides musical verticals?
More young adult. I like YA stuff. I liked Bad Boys Tutor. I like the stuff on Candy Jar that's young adult. I want to see more young adult stuff. And maybe it's because I selfishly want to be a part of it. But I also feel like that's when I watch movies and when stuff comes out, I'm most excited about coming of age stories. Just in general, in like film and TV in general, I love a good coming of age story.
Yeah.
So
Also,
I want to see more of
I
that.
would love to see more, not your age, but the mid-age stories.
Yeah.
They're kind of missing in this vertical space. Maybe a bit more mid-age story. We will see. So we talked a lot about food.
Yeah, we did.
I think you
I'm
have
gonna
to
go make
eat.
food right now.
Yeah, you should. You should
Yeah.
definitely. So thank you very much, JC, for this chatting. It was really lovely chatting with you.
Likewise.
And we keep us updated, but contact Dan Löwenstein.
Oh my
You
gosh,
should.
I'm gonna text him on Instagram
You
right
should. You
now.
can say, Michaela told me you
Is that how
are
you pronounce your name?
Michaela.
Wow, I thought it was Michaela.
No, in Germany we say Michaela.
Michaela. Michaela.
Yeah.
That right?
The English speaking, only German speaking. German-speaking people like Austria, Switzerland, or Germany can pronounce my name correctly.
Wow.
Because all the others say, in France, for example, they say Michaela. In Italy, for example, they say Michaela. And in the US, an English-speaking person always saying Michaela because they cannot pronounce the sh correctly.
Wow, Michaela.
Michaela, yes.
Michaela. Okay, that's
It's
close.
fine. You don't. I got used to Michaela. It's totally fine. I can live with that. So, thank
Okay.
you very much, Jesse. I wish you a
Yes,
lovely day
you
and week.
too.
And a lot of great and exciting upcoming projects to you. Thank you
Thank
very
you.
much.
Likewise, I wish the same to you, and I wish you a lovely night.
Thank you. Bye.
Yay, bye.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.